Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, 5 a.m. This is Byron Lazine calling in from Naples, Florida. This call and every call is all about what we do from the minute we get off of these live calls until the minute we start our day. What are you going to do for you during your morning routine? I'm urging everyone here on the call to be a little bit selfish in your routine so you have the energy and ambitions to be selfless with the rest of your day. I've been seeing a theme lately. I don't know if I'm attracting these conversations, but a theme that I want to share with you. It's one of the traps that entrepreneurs can fall into. It's this trap of creating new ideas and stacking them up on the shelf and not giving them a place or continuing to talk about these ideas without picking the one or even two that really matter. I met with an agent recently, and she was weighing a few different things, some very important goals to her. And they included a degree, a buying a house, certain amount of business in real estate. And I said, these are pretty big things. We have to compartmentalize this and decide in order what's going to be the most important now. We went through that exercise. But until you sometimes really list out the order in which these things can happen, see, like paying off a college degree while paying for a mortgage while building a real estate career, one of them has got to go for a little bit, right? And so you got to list out the order sometimes of importance. I was introduced to this agent down here recently, and he's got a full-time job, but he's also being an agent, but he also is working for like three or four different companies as a product guy. And he told me, hey, I'm an ideas guy. I love ideas. And he even texted me after we met, and he had like another idea that he didn't even introduce to me. My brain started hurting. There was just too many ideas for me, to be quite honest. But great guy. But we know what Gary Vee says about ideas, and it just kept stinging at me every time he'd say, I'm an ideas guy. We know Gary Vee says what are ideas? They're shit. Execution is everything. Just throwing a bunch of ideas at the wall and not picking one, not doing what the exercise I did with the other agent, where it's like, let's list out what is the most important idea that we can focus in on. Right now in the news, Aaron Rodgers is getting killed because apparently Bobby Kennedy Jr. wants to select him as his vice president on his ticket. But it's like, hey, Aaron, did you forget you're the quarterback of the New York Jets? It's going to be very difficult to play quarterback in New York City and also be running for the vice president. Those are two positions that take a physical nature of the work. Like, you got to be on the field on Sundays, but to run for VP, you also have to be on the campaign trail. You literally just cannot be in two places at once. And the counter to this is, well, look at Elon. He's got all these, Elon Musk has all these different companies. What did Elon do when he bought Twitter? He ripped a sink out of somebody's bathroom, walked it into the headquarters, and he sat in those headquarters really day and night for the first 90 days until he integrated a CEO. Okay, so the other companies had leadership to operate through that first 90 days of when he bought Twitter. And he put his fingerprints on the company. Then he integrated the CEO and was able to go back to helping his multiple companies. But when he starts a company, or when he takes over a company, he gets the leadership in place so that it can operate. He doesn't have to be on the field and on the campaign trail at the same time. It's different, but he puts in the time. He puts in an order in that 90-day time period of running Twitter. That was the number one, the same exercise I did with the agent at the top. Hey, we got to list out what's going to be the most important right now to focus on. So I say all of this to say, don't get into the trap that the next idea is the greatest. This has happened to me before. Okay? I've set up my life where I can now focus on what's most important. It's why on Monday I was in Naples, Tuesday, Wednesday in Connecticut, and now in Naples. But I've got leadership in both companies, but I've got to check in on both of them. Pick what's most important, list it out, and get rid of the rest, and then operate in a 90-day window. Why I love the EOS rocks. It allows you to stay focused in those 90 days on what is most important. And in those 90 days, while you're focusing on two or three things max, the new ideas go into a long-term list that in 12 months, excuse me, you can look at them and see if they're still even relevant. Just continuing to add and add and add is going to waste your time and energy. What are the two or three things that you must get done in the next 90? Focus and do that. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 5 a.m.